This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brett McMillan.
Welcome to the Cardinals Insider Podcast, April the 17th edition. Our guest joining us shortly is the man who is on the mound for this moment.
Bringing a high drive into left. Back goes the Craig. He's at the track. He has it, and the Cardinals are world champion for 2011. They came from nowhere to astound the baseball world. They win this one. 6-2.
Yes, Jason Mott, a second stint with the organization. He was in big league camp down in Jupiter a couple of months ago, and I got the chance to visit with him about being a Cardinal, what it was like to be back, and also his Cornhole Challenge, which is April the 23rd here in St. Louis over at the Anheuser-Busch Beer Garden. More on that in just a little bit. But before we get to Jason, I want to talk about something that the Cardinals just rolled out this week that I'm really excited about. It is the Complete Gamer campaign. If you're not familiar, it is to honor Bob Gibson this year, 50 years since his 1.12 ERA back in 1968. Every season, we honor one of our Hall of Famers. This year, it is Gibby. You can read up on the campaign at cardinals.com/Gibson. You can see photos of him there, and you can also watch the music video for a song that the club has commissioned. It was done by a group called the Compositions for Life, which is an education program that develops the leaders of today where they live using the arts, with a specific focus on urban youth here in the St. Louis area, as well as parts of St. Louis County. I think some of the kids are from Ferguson, and that's been really cool to see them basically in the style of Hamilton bring the story of Bob Gibson to life. Here's a little sample of that song.
He's the ultimate. The game heavy, the opposition will never be ready. Reach the top, champion blood running, something that can never be stopped. The big man coming, legendary feels, got the crowd clutching their stomach. We all gotta face it. We are now witnessing greatness.
Bob was, and still is, by the way, the ultimate gamer, celebrating not just the 1968 season, but the life and career of Bob Gibson this season. We'll be doing it on the podcast on Cardinals Insider TV. And if you come down here to the ballpark, you'll certainly see different things around celebrating, too. So congrats to Bob on a great career and a great baseball life. We are thrilled to be honoring him in this summer of 2018. Also excited that on Monday, May 7th, it's Kurt Warner night at the ballpark. Join the celebration of the Super Bowl champion and recent Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee. Fans who purchase a special themed ticket receive a one-of-a-kind Kurt Warner Hall of Fame bobblehead. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/theme. Kurt Warner, a great guy from everything I hear, and so is Jason Mott. I can personally attest to that. I have always enjoyed just being around him, and the one or two times I've gotten to interview him one-on-one or in a group setting, I've really enjoyed that too. We talked about his foundation, the work that they do to cure cancer. You might see the t-shirts. I believe that even now they still have a representative for their charity, basically kind of promoting cure cancer in every single major league city. And it's funny because some of the guys who will wear those K-Cancer t-shirts, they maybe didn't know, if they didn't play with Jason, that he started it. And it's fun to see their reaction when they find out you're the guy behind the t-shirt and behind this cause as we try to eliminate cancer. We talked about Red Jacket players and Jason's experience with them in his first go-round with the Cardinals. And, of course, as I said, he was with the club for camp, got the minor league contract, big league invite, though, so he was in Jupiter for a little bit this year. His second stint with the Cardinals, he had a story about running into Yadier Molina in the parking lot as he walked into the facility back in February, which I thought was kind of fun. Jason Mott, a couple different teams, the Cardinals for quite a few years. That's the club that he came up with. It was fun to catch up with him in a minor league locker room. We had him against a green screen, just getting some general questions for Cardinals Insider TV, and decided to capture the audio because, hey, when you got a guy like Jason Mott who closed out a World Series, why would you not want to hear more from him here on the podcast? Most of the stuff along those lines of kind of Cardinal legacy, Jason's career and life, there's a few what I would call random questions in there, but I think they're still fun and interesting, and they were geared more toward TV, but I didn't take them out because I enjoyed them and I didn't want to deprive you of getting to hear them either. So enjoy those and enjoy kind of the more focused conversation as we hear from Jason Mott right now on the Cardinals Insider Podcast. Well, the first thing we're asking everybody is just your first memory of the game of baseball.
First memory of the game of baseball, like a thousand come to mind. Just honestly, I think just being in the backyard with my older brother was 10 years older than I was. So I used to always, you know, go in the backyard and try to strike him out, like I said, he was 10 years older than I was, so it never happened. But, just being back there, playing, having fun in the backyard, playing wiffle ball with him was probably one of my first memories.
Is that really an off season for you guys because you're always working out? I mean, I know you were kind of trying to figure out where you were going to be, but was there anything you were tinkering with this off season, or just staying in shape in general?
This off season, just staying in shape, doing what I needed to do to be ready for when the phone call came, if it came. So, like I said, just throwing my bullpens through the hitters a couple times just to stay where I needed to be. And like I said, other than that, I was on carpool duty, taking my daughter to school. So, doing that and hanging out with my wife and son during the day and, working out and doing myself when I needed to.
You're still a Memphis guy, right?
Yes. Yeah, I live in Memphis, Tennessee. Been there since about 2009.
So where did you grow up again, remind me?
I grew up all over the place. I was born in Michigan, lived in Florida, Colorado, Connecticut, Louisiana, New York. I went to high school and college in New York. So was up there and then got drafted in 03 by St. Louis. So, it's good to be back.
We're asking everyone just, during your time in the Cardinals organization, which for you now, two different stints, but is there someone that you've really looked up to or feel like helped shape you, especially the first time around when you were coming up?
First time around we had, there are so many people that helped shape me because I went from being a catcher that hit a .170 to, a pitcher. So, for me, it was kind of crazy. Everyone from, all the pitching coaches on my way up to, once I got called up, having La Russa there and Dave Duncan, the bullpen coach at the time, Marty Mason, those guys, really helped me out. Derek Lilliquist, who was here in years past, he was there. Blaze, like I said, there are so many people that helped me along the way. For me, I can't narrow it down to one person, but like I said, there were so many that helped me along the way, and there was coaches, there were players, guys like Isringhausen, Russ Springer, Ryan Franklin, guys like that, the older guys that when I was younger kind of taught me the way to be, how to go out there and do things, the right way, and hey, what I'm thinking on the mound, what I'm doing while I'm doing this and stuff like that.
How did you find out there was a mutual interest, or when did you find out, I guess, that you had mutual interest with the Cardinals in making this happen?
Probably about a week or so ago. I know, like my agent said, they had talked to Mo a couple weeks ago and then kind of circled back around. I just kind of, like I said, I let them do their job. I let them do what they do. And like I said, they let me do what I do out there on the mound. So, when I got the call that, they were talking to St. Louis, I was like, sweet, I think that'd be awesome. Like I said, I started everything here. So my career started, back in 03 when I got drafted. Like I said, I was a catcher, turned pitcher, and then, got called up in 2008 and was here till 14, it's kind of where everything started. So to be able to put this uniform back on was pretty cool, pretty amazing.
What's it mean to you to be a Cardinal? We've been asking everyone that too. There's so much history in that uniform. What's it mean to you to represent it?
This for the longest time was all I knew. so for me, and even when I was on other teams, every time we'd come in town and play St. Louis, it was always like coming home, honestly. Like I said, I get to the ballpark, everybody be like, hey man, welcome home, this and that. But like I said, the Cardinal community, Cardinal Nation has always been so good to me on the field, but they were also, like I said, really great to us in our foundation off the field with our initiative to try to go out there and help those fighting cancer. So, and like I said, and they continued their support even when I was on other teams, whether it was the Cubs, the Rockies, or the Braves. Cardinal Nation came out and, you know, supported us, and we, you know, obviously greatly appreciate that. And those who are fighting this fight against cancer obviously appreciate it as well. So, for me, there's a lot of things that it means to be a Cardinal. I mean, from the opening days to the World Series to, like I said, get there on opening day, you see all the red coats, everyone there. There's a tradition here. So to be able to be back a part of it is pretty cool.
Having all those red jackets floating around from the time you're a minor leaguer until you get to the big league club, I mean, what does that practically do for you as a current big league player to just have those guys available?
It's knowledge. It's experience. Those guys have been there. You got guys like Ozzie Smith. You got guys like, Bruce Sutter. You got guys like Gibson and Lou Brock and all those guys. And Red, and you got all these guys that are around. And like I said, it's just knowledge. It's knowledge of the game. And like I said, for those guys to be around, and they're easy to talk to. They're not guys that are standoffish or guys that you're like, oh, I don't know if I should talk to Ozzie. And you see Ozzy, he's got a smile on his face. Hey, man, how's everything going? Like I said, you can talk some baseball stuff. You can talk some not baseball stuff. But like I said, there's a lot of knowledge, a lot of tradition there with those guys. So, like I said, having them around, I think, means a lot, whether it's for the older guys, for the younger guys. Because, like I said, the way they play the game, the way they went out and did it, like I said, you can always learn. You can always learn something every day. So I think coming in here with those guys, it's a chance to learn as well.
50 years since Bob's 1.12. Just, him as a person. Tell me a little bit about what he's like.
Yeah, I mean, he's, like I said, I've seen videos and I've seen him talk about pitching. And like I said, he was, I think, one of the most intimidating people on the mound. And like I said, even if you hear him talk about pitching and stuff like that, like I said, he was a competitor. And that's what you want. That's what you want. And like I said, a guy that had, I think he single-handedly made them, kind of lower the mounds because of how dominant he was, it's one of those things that, like I said, have a guy like that around, that experience, but also, like I said, that competitive nature, it's kind of contagious. So, like I said, when he's around, you're talking baseball, you're talking whatever, hey, what are you thinking on this? Hey, what are you trying to do right there? Well, hey, you need to get here so you can do this out here. But like I said, it's he was a competitor, and exactly what you would want in a teammate and in someone that you're going to go out there and play with.
We're asking everybody what they do to break in their mitts. For you as a late inning guy, what do you do to break in a mitt?
Nothing really. I just kind of play catch with it. I'll get a glove out of the bag, out of the whatever, whenever they send me mine, and then I just kind of go and play catch with it, and I'll play catch with it a little bit. If I can squeeze it just enough to catch it, it's go time. And if not, I'll play catch with it a couple more times. Yeah, I don't do anything crazy. I don't put it under mattresses or put it in the microwave or anything like that. I just kind of play catch with it a little bit and go from there.
I can't remember what song you used to walk out to, but is it the same one? And if it's not, how do you pick a new one every year?
No, I came out to one of the first years in 11 when they played a song. They played Lose Yourself by Eminem. And then the next year in 12, I came out to Green Day, Brain Stew. I've came out when I was in Denver, I think I came out to Juicy by Notorious B.I.G. And then last year I came out to Nirvana. So like I said, I'm kind of all over the place, and that's kind of my musical whatever. I listen to everything from, I'll have Adele on to Notorious B.I.G. to, Garth Brooks. So like I said, I listen to everything. So like I said, it's just kind of what I'm feeling. I went to high school and college in New York. So, when I was in Colorado picking Notorious B.I.G., that's kind of what I went to high school and college listening to. So, it's just one of those things that it's kind of what you're feeling, what you're thinking. Try to pick one that's going to kind of get people somewhat pumped up because once you're out there, you kind of hear it, but not really. You're kind of locked in on what you're doing.
What was it like to walk back into this clubhouse? You know, maybe something you probably didn't expect to ever get to do, but what was that moment like for you?
You know, I walked in yesterday. Had my bag, and I was kind of like, okay, I walked in. I saw Yachty in the parking lot. So I was kind of like walking in with him. And like I said, the moment even over the years of playing against him this night, every time I see certain guys, it's like, you know, it's like seeing an old friend. It's like seeing, you know, like I said, seeing him walking in with him, I was just, you know, I was like, okay, all right. You know, at first it was like a little, not nervous, but like, okay, where's this? You know, cause some things are the same, some things have changed a little bit, but, you know, it was nice. Like I said, after getting in the door and, you know, setting everything down, I was like, okay, we're here. Let's get to work.
Alrighty, back press level here inside Busch Stadium. The 5th annual St. Louis Cornhole Challenge, Monday, April the 23rd. If you want to come out and support, I guess you, honestly though, I don't really know if you can because it's sold out. For my money, there are two really neat charity events, and they're all, any charity event is a good event, let's be honest. And a lot of them are a lot of fun. There's nothing against galas and golf tournaments and all that. We cover a lot of them. I get the chance to go to some of them. They're all good. They're all a good time. But Adam Wainwright's karaoke event, which is usually right around winter warm-up, so in January, and then Jason Mott's Cornhole Challenge. I've been to the most recent versions of both, and they are a hoot just to be around. So go and check it out next year if you don't get the chance to be around this year, if you don't already have a ticket. If you do have a ticket, doors 5 p.m. The action starts at 5:45 over at the Anheuser-Busch Beer Garden. It is a great venue for a great cause. Again, the 5th annual St. Louis Cornhole Challenge from the Jason Mott Foundation trying to kick cancer, Monday, April 23rd. Here in St. Louis. Jason played for the Cardinals for a long time, a couple other teams, including the Cubs. And the best rivalry in baseball gets renewed when the Cardinals host Chicago at Busch Stadium on the weekend of May the 4th. Great seats still remaining for all three games in that set. Get your Cards Cubs tickets today, cardinals.com. There is only one Cardinals baseball, and it is on display in full effect when the Cubbies come to town. You will not want to miss it. Next week, we talked about Bob Gibson at the top. Well, we're going to chat with a gentleman named J.W. Porter. Even if you're a longtime Cardinal fan, maybe you don't know who J.W. is, but I guarantee you're going to enjoy his stories. He's got stories about Stan Musial. He was one of the first men in Major League Baseball ever to catch Bob Gibson, one of the first guys to catch him back in 1959 when Gibby made his debut. And he also has some St. Louis Browns stories. He played with the Browns at one point in his career. So if you like baseball history, and if you kind of like those cool stories that only the guys who played can give you the insights on, J.W. Porter is going to be for you next week. We come out every Tuesday. Check us out. Cardinals Insider is what you should search on iTunes. You can also find us at cardinals.com/podcast. as well. Would appreciate any ratings or reviews you leave there. They help just boost the visibility of the show, and that's good if we want to keep on doing this. Want to make sure people know about it. So please, if you enjoy it, we would really covet your rating or review of the program. Also, get in touch. Let me know what you like, perhaps what you don't, or what you would like to see. I really do read the emails, podcasts@cardinals.com. For Jason Mott, I'm Brett McMillan. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Until then, this has been the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.